This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May 29th. We're talking BioLargo. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited to have one, to have him back on my show. Two, this stock is completely undervalued. I brought you a lot of stocks in the past when I told you they were undervalued. 80-90%, I was accurate about that. 24 cents, it's probably worth twice as much as that. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today to bring us up to speed and to show us what's going on behind the scenes is the CEO of the company, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
You know, I understand that your team has landed another major national account since our last interview. And I know you're working with a lot of the top companies in solid waste industries around not only the U.S., but around the world. Can you give me a report of what's going on with your company?
Yes, absolutely. This is one of the most exciting segments of the company, and we got a lot of exciting segments, okay? But so I want to cover a number of sort of detailed facts about what's going on with this business, because it's incredibly dynamic and it's so exciting. Okay. So this is the odor and VOC control business. All right. So sales are expected to top $1 million this year, 2018. We're on track with that current run rate. We've also had some very new recent wins with new relationships and expanding regional adoption that we believe, frankly, will grow, accelerate the revenues for years. I mean, it's so big. Okay, and for our small company, it's just a huge runway to take advantage. In fact, we really dug in with our clients, and we believe this market in the solid waste and wastewater treatment industry alone represents a market segment, a total addressable market of about $1.4
billion.
Wow. Okay, it's a big market. And that's not the only market for these products. That's just the ones that we're focused, and frankly, we're focused on the solid waste industry and wastewater treatment. We're dabbling in, but we're making big headway, headwinds are with us there, which is pretty cool. Okay, so on that business, we just won our fourth national account. So that makes four of the top seven in the United States solid waste industry. And remember, solid waste is a term that refers to landfills and transfer stations. It's
absolutely
the guys that handle the garbage, right? Okay, guess what? Our fifth is actually just been committed, now giving us five of the top seven in the industry. And that's in process. So it's committed and executing now. And so we'll be able to come out with more information on that soon. Okay, our current clients under national purchasing agreements, where we're receiving this adoption cycle, now represent almost 2,000 locations. Okay? 2,000 locations.
That's a lot.
And it's a lot. Okay, so now let's just review real quick why we're so excited. Because I think the history is instructive for everyone that's following our company. This product was launched in May of 2016. It's Cupradyne Clean is the flagship product. We bundled a product that actually works versus masking. We priced it at a savings in the marketplace that saves our customers between 25 and 50% per month. And we bundled expert field support to launch this product. Okay, so now let's just mark the history real quick. The first year, we literally had to beg clients to try it. I mean, they couldn't believe it would actually work.
We had I remember that.
Right, created free trials. We were even challenged and prevailed in a legal challenge to prove the product was a non-pesticide. It's a big deal. Safe. We confirmed it safe for peoples and animals and environment and equipment. And we stuck with this vision. And the vision was earn the trust with a little and we'll be trusted with a lot, focusing on the national accounts. And we said, if we don't get the national accounts, we'll never win. We have to get the national accounts. In fact, at one point, we even made a statement, we thought we'd get them all. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've got five of the top seven right now, okay? So it's a big deal. And what it shows you is the disruptive potential of this product and our service. And I'm going to talk more about the service. Okay, year two, we won these three national accounts. We were given the most challenging situations in the market. We earned their trust and their business. Q1 2018, we broke a sales record. We won two big honors, Octane's High Tech Innovation Award for horizontal disruption down in Orange County. Big deal against billion-dollar companies recognizing the innovation. We were just named as a finalist in the InnoStars competition, which will be going to China this fall, on an 8-city tour to compete in an international competition. Of course, they love Cooperdyne Clean. It was a very exciting new market opportunity. We're trying to find the right partner to enter that market. Okay, so that was year two. The next 3 months, now that's just a few months ago, right? We broke sales records again, Q2 2018. We added sales and marketing staff. We added to the engineering, design, construction, installation through our engineering group. We put out more than 30 bids at the request of our clients, ranging from a low of $7,000 or $8,000 to high as $250,000 construction projects. We've won 5 so far, and we just got 4 of those construction projects approved, meaning 9, literally in the last, 100 days or so, okay? And what's happened is we've established ourselves as the experts. So now, what's just happened in the last few weeks, okay? Just the last few weeks. I want to make sure everybody got perspective on this. We've added an ongoing maintenance and service program with qualified staff. Okay, that means that when we come into a client, not only do we have the number one performing product with value pricing, plus the engineering, construction, installation, we now also have the capability in-house to provide ongoing maintenance and service, right, with a qualified staff. Now, just so you know, that means that our company, Odor No More, is also now qualified as a general contractor, electrical and plumbing licenses to be able to turnkey the solutions for these clients. Okay? And in just the last few weeks, we got the go-ahead to begin transitioning 7 regional offices for these national accounts. 7, representing hundreds of accounts. We landed our 4th national, and we've already begun servicing that account with 6 new locations. And in the Southern California market, we've received 100% of the national account's local business. 100%. Okay, so now real quick. Everything's awesome, right? It's on autopilot. Everybody's happy. Of course not. Yeah. Right? Now we have to grow the business to be able to serve these very large customers, okay? So the biggest thing I would point to is that we now have a complete solution. We are a solution provider. We're experts in the space. This local adoption of 100% is awesome. But now you have to be able to provide that same level of service on a national footprint. That's a big challenge. You got to ramp up infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Right? And here's what we know. Increased investment in this category means revenue growth happens faster because we have to staff up to be able to serve these national accounts, especially with the uncompromising level of service that we commit to. I mean, we've really raised the bar. We've really raised the bar in an industry that has dealt with inferior products and poor service, okay? And that's one of the reasons we're disruptive. It's not just the product. It's the bundle of all those services, okay? Plus, there's other markets like the wastewater treatment where we've won some flagship accounts, we're being recognized for best practices, okay? But we really need some partnerships with distribution and large service companies to tackle that well-entrenched and fragmented market, okay? Remember that the solid waste industry is not so fragmented. It's highly consolidated, which means that when we get in with the large accounts, prove our value, love these customers like they've never been loved, demand execution for our team, we get national adoption, which is exactly what's happening, right? And then we've got one other really interesting hurdle, and that is that the nature of this business, our customers really demand that we keep the specifics of our work with them confidential.
Yes.
Well, you talk about a challenge. I mean, traditional marketing practices are just not available. And so it's very much this sort of stealth, get in, do the job, do it well, keep your mouth shut, and keep going. Okay, so here's the takeaway for this division. We got a tiger by the tail. It presents the really, in the history of the company, the first moment at which we can say to the capital markets, we can invest with confidence because we can deploy capital and grow the business in a model that's proven and it's executable. And frankly, we know of no company in the world that can compete head-to-head.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Your Cooperdyne is your flagship product. Let me ask you this, and I want to just change gears here just for a second.
Sure.
You have, like you said, other divisions. What's going on with your advanced wound care product for the FDA 510K?
Right. Perfect. Okay, so that's a great, everybody's just got their ear tuned on this, and I, of course we do too, right? We've invested about $2.5 million. We brought in direct investment into the subsidiary, Remember, our first application, which was about a year ago, was redirected into the Office of Combination Products, okay? Incredible disappointment and frustrating. But here's the reality, right? We made the decision at that point that our route to success was to pause on that product, come back to the FDA under a new product application with a 510K, which we filed in June, and we're now very much in process. We did receive questions and more detailed responses required, which we're in process. It's normal. We're stepping through that process. And my reminder for everyone that's watching closely is that we hope they'll remember that our company is a platform technology provider, right? So while the success and the timing with the FDA are so uncertain, our confidence is to know that we've got experts representing us, we've done the work, we know these products have a significant future, and we have a menu of really over 20 products. So our position is stay the course, do not be deterred, push through the process, right? And the other piece I want to mention is that we've mentioned on a number of occasions that we've got a number of strategic relationships in the development phase, and we're hoping to give more meat on the bone and disclosure as some of those become more concrete, but we also believe they're quite significant.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Very, very price worthy here at 24 cents, undervalued in my book, but that's my opinion. We got a couple minutes left, so let me get to my last two questions with you, Dennis. I see that you guys applied for an uplisting to the NASDAQ. Can you fill us on what's the best and able that you want? You know, why are you moving there? One, two, the requirements that you're going to need to get there, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, sure, of course. So we believe that the OTC has become an increasingly difficult place to trade, right? I mean, 98% of the investors out in the community of investment pool are prohibited from trading this exchange, right?
That's true.
So it leads to, right? It also is a place where increased regulatory pressures has made it economically not feasible for many brokerage houses to trade these small stocks. And so just fundamentally, we've outgrown it, right? I mean, look at the opportunity we just described in our other division. You know, this demands investment, it demands execution, and it really is warranted to get this our securities traded in really a place where we can leverage the tools that offers to create a broadly held market. We've also watched incredible fluctuations in our stock, and that is so painful. And so what we want to do is create a national place where there's a broadly held market of buying and selling. And here's the bottom line. We've invested about $22 million over the course of 10 years. Now, look, $22 million is real money. So don't get it. Right? Don't miss that.
Right.
But the reality is what we're doing is so big that the $22 million is really a fraction of what will be required to build out what we believe can be a massive, high-value, you know, business proposition. Now, to qualify, there's some quantitative and there's some qualitative measures, right? The fundamental is that we'll need about $5 million in net shareholder equity and a $4 stock price. So what does that mean? That means that in order to qualify on its own right, we'll need money in the bank and a stock price that's justified to enter that marketplace. And with the milestones that are unfolding, the new attention, the aggressive ramp-up, the very clarity of this ability to deploy capital, and turn it into money-making venture that we now have as a result of staying the course for an extended period of time and digging it out with some of the largest customers in the world, we think it's the thing that we should really exploit, okay? The next is, you know, what's the game plan? Well, it's really pretty simple. You know, the company, any company that's going to move to that level needs to be properly capitalized with a clear pathway to deploy the working capital to grow its revenue base and ultimately build a business that makes money. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
We think that we're at the point where now having those tools in place with proper capitalization means we can execute with precision, take advantage of a huge, huge market opportunity sitting right in front of us. So there's a whole series of meetings. We welcome really any investor to call and talk to us. You know, we're more than happy. There's no emotional conundrum whatsoever. You know, we're executing on a specific pathway. So we're pretty excited because the opportunity for high growth and precision and execution is so vividly clear for us now.
We got about 30 seconds left. In closing, what would you like to leave with?
Well, there's, you know, I got, we didn't talk about water and engineering. Both are breaking records, okay? The AOS is in its, they have two commercial pilots. We're actually, the engineers are building the systems for these projects as we speak. Okay, so that's cool. And what happens with those pilots is we prove up the CapEx and the OpEx, that's the capital expense and the operating expense, the last pieces of the puzzle to prove their commercial validity. And once we get through those pilots, we believe we'll be in a go mode for making business deals to see that technology find its way. And there's two more big ones in the works with massive grants. Don't have time to cover them, but we'd encourage everyone to look at our blog, check our press releases. We stand by this technology as a breakthrough technology at low cost, low energy, high performance. It's a worthy pursuit. And then finally, I just, you know, we look at the business like our odor control business is the tip of the iceberg. When you look at the depth of our technology, the record-breaking, steadfast nature in which we're tackling these markets, we believe the future for this company is just massive. And we believe our company will become known as a great American success story. I mean, we really believe that. And so we're steadfast. We've got a journey to make life better. And we really encourage people to go on that journey with us, reach out to the company, do your diligence, dig in. The more you dig in, the more you're going to love BioLargo.
If you're looking for an environmental technology company, look no further than BioLargo, very undervalued at 24 cents a share. You can find them on the OTC markets under the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, thank you very much for your time. Again, I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about a month or so and give us an update of what's going on.
Awesome. Thanks, Everett. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.